That must be that. It's 3 o'clock. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLC East Helena serving Helen Valley. My name is Ron Sanchez. I'm here in the seat now for the next 3 hours, and I'll be seeing what I can do to make this sunny day even sunnier for you. First, I'm going to tell you it's sunny. That's what the weather report says. Plenty of sunshine with a high of 61, they're calling. And they're saying it's a 69 right now. And I believe it is really nice out. Beautiful. Tonight, clear, down to 33, so it'll be chilly. And tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and mild with a high of 67 and low of 36 overnight. Looks like that's the weather report for around southwest Montana. Sunny. It's a beautiful day in the village. So get out there and do some village-like things. I probably have to tell you some things. Yes. I better before I forget. This is important stuff. KGLT is supported by audio artisans specializing in hi-fi, home theater, computer, and housewide audio, located at 2405 West Main Street in Bozeman, across from Perkins, on the web, theaudioartisans.com, or phone 406-551-6217. JTech Communications, a full-service website design, development, web app, and digital marketing agency, celebrating their 20th anniversary in Bozeman this year, online at jttech.digital or phone 406-586-7100. I need to clean my glasses, apparently. Okay, I got it. And Western Sustainability Exchange, conserving Montana's open space, wildlife, and supporting local agriculture while strengthening rural economies. Details online at westernsustainabilityexchange.org. Okay, now I can continue. Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news and professional photography and stories from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, Comstock Load is at the Sack in Three Forks. Cape Fear is on the screen at the Ellen. Todd Green plays at Norris Hot Springs. Edith Cottrell performs at the Baxter. Ashley Ross plays at Wild Joe's Coffee Spot. It's Jazz Night with Alex Robolata at Red Tractor Pizza. It's the Butte Cobras versus the Bozeman Ice Dogs at Haynes Pavilion. And Open Door presents The Importance of Being Earnest at the Gallatin Labor Temple. In Livingston, Jalen Crossland and Sean Devine play at the Attic. Blue Slipper Theater presents Proof. Lainey Lou and the Bird Dogs play at Chico Hot Springs. One Leaf Clover is at the Murray. Quenby plays at Uncorked. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder is at the Shane LaLanne. And in Big Timber, Two Rivers Gallery is having a masquerade gala. In Helena, it's Home Movie Day at the Historical Society. Unusual Suspects plays at the Staggering Ox. And Treasure Island is at the Grand Street Theater. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Okay, we can continue now. And the point of this show is usually music. That's what I do here. No talk radio on this 3-hour segment. And we're going to jump in the time machine, go back exactly 30 years.
Yeah. and violins are beating. You hear in the distance, babe. If you can't, soon you will. Maybe now you can't hear them. We'll be right back.
that felt just about right. Good way to launch a show. Well, I think anyway. I'm not sure what you think. If you're still listening, you must have enjoyed some of it. Start off with Sonic Youth from their fabulous album, Daydream Nation. You heard Teenage Riot, their classic album. Not the sort of the punk rock Quadrophenia, if you were to ask me. Love it. I finally got that big deluxe set that has the original album plus the album played live from various locations all strung together. And that's a treat, too. But along with the classic intro opening song. Jimi Hendrix from the Wonderland 68 album doing Are You Experienced? Nice long version of that. And finish up with Phil Manzanera 801 Live, doing Tomorrow Never Knows, prefaced by Lagrima. And then I'll just slot it right together like it should. That's the beauty of radio. Spinning records. Oh, CDs or so far. The stack of records is behind me, and I'll get to that in a minute. The Story Clock Hour is underwritten in part on Fridays by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman, on campus at College and 11th, and on the north side at Rouse and Oak, serving locally roasted coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options every day for 25 years. Online at dailycoffeebar.com. It's 3:31 in the Gallatin Valley, this beautiful sunny fall day. 2 weeks ago, I had just gotten back from New Orleans, and I was in a daze. I actually had to go home and listen to my air check to find out what I did, and it held up okay. No dead air or anything, but I was wiped out. I had a really good time there, and I explored around a little bit. I suppose there's a lot more I could have seen, but I hoofed it around and drove out to some neighborhoods to go look for records, because that's what I do when I travel. And I found some stuff. And on one of my walks, I stopped in my tracks and looked up, and there was a sign for a hotel. And that was the Eliza Jane. And rung a bell because of the very famous New Orleans song by Huey Piano Smith called Little Eliza Jane. And historical note, that was one of David Bowie's first singles, too. Eliza Jane, or he called it Lisa Jane. I had to stop and take a picture. I took a lot of pictures in New Orleans because it's a picturesque city. I guess how they call it that.
Hey, little girl, won't you tell me your name? Eliza Jane. If I love you, baby, will you feel the same?
Along with you, now I'm gonna tell you why. shaking old Tomcat, shouting and a shaking almost off my back. Who walks by me, oh my, jumping your horse up for a big blonde baby. Yes, indeed, she flipped me, she was so divine. Fell right down and begged her to be mine, oh my. Held her tight, a good night. Jumping your horse up for a big blonde baby. Big blonde baby. Kisses me, me just till I'm hollering a gosh oh gee. Loves a man like no one can. Jump in Jehoshaphat, big blonde baby.
That's a Jerry Lee Lewis. I'm a big blonde babe. And I've been looking for that record for a long time. I thought I had it. I thought it was in the KGLT library, but it's nowhere to be found. Found it in New Orleans at a little shop, actually in the French Quarter, which surprised me. There is a real good indie record shop in the French Quarter with all kinds of stuff. It's tiny, too. I can't even describe how small it is. But it was tiny. One of the smallest record stores I've ever been into. But lots of good stuff. And that's all I need. Start off with the Huey Smith doing Little Liza Jane. From his best of album. What else there? Yardbirds covering a New Orleans track. I'll be able to remember his name now. Mother-in-law, that guy. He did the original version of Certain Girl. And that fit in. What else there? Ricky Nelson. I found that's also in New Orleans from a nice compilation. That great version of Milk Cow Blues that sold me on it right away, and it's on the Ace Records label, so it's always worth buying their compilations because they always sound good and have good detailed notes. Billy Bremner from Rockpile, he has a group called The Tribute to Rockpile's The Tribute to Rockpile, and that's a live album they did, and it's a good one too. And I think he's got another album of new material out, and I think there's a compilation that's just come out because I saw one listed called Singled Out, and I know he did quite a few singles before and after Rockpile, and hopefully they've gathered all those together. Sounding good, doing Down, 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 written by a guy named Trevor Burton. For years, everybody thought it was James Burton wrote it because that was how it was always credited, but it's Trevor Burton, who was in The Move, wrote that song, so he does very well with that. I would think it's been covered by a lot of people. And that was a part of this Rockpile stage show. Opener for a long time. Who else is in there? Jerry Lee Lewis. Yeah, I mentioned that one. There's something else. And the reason I played that Jerry Lee Lewis song and I was so attached to it is because one of the rare American Rockpile TV appearances, they played that song. And I had to search it out. It's not on any of their records. And Jerry Lee Lewis must have done an original version of it. Sounded good, too. All those oldies guys, like Jerry Lee Lewis, you know three songs by them, don't you? Breathless, Great Balls of Fire. What else? I must have had another one or two hits, but that's what I hear. And those people had catalogs, you know, Chuck Berry and all those guys had deep catalogs, and that's the point of this show. Avoid the obvious, because if it's a good song, it's a good song. It doesn't matter if you know it or not. Okay? Now, quick stop here to do this.
MSU students, the annual Museum of the Rockies After Dark Halloween and free pizza event is Friday, October 26th from 9 p.m. to midnight. There'll be a DJ, costume contest, swing dancing, a scavenger hunt, planetarium shows, and more. Your cat card gives you access to all these activities, including a chance to win ski and movie passes, gift certificates to Bozeman restaurants, and more. There's more info at 994-5791.
Yes, and I did buy some vinyl while in New Orleans. I always head for the singles bins right away, and I went to a nice shop that was recommended to me. I wasn't going to go because it was a little out of the way, but somebody said, no, it's the one you want to go to. And the guy specialized in singles. He had a lot of vinyl on CDs, but singles was something he was really into. When I was there, the whole time I was there, he was sorting through a stack of singles to grade them and categorize them. So I heard lots of little bits of songs. And he had some really nice boxes of singles and a player so you could check it out. So I dug through. And singles is an interesting thing because a lot of times you just have no idea. And mostly you have to buy them unheard, but to be able to actually sort through was very nice. And you look at the label, who produced it, the songwriters. If you don't know the band name, you can always look up the band names these days. That's the beauty of your phone. But this one, I assume, is related to the band called The Robs. And you may say, who? There used to be a TV show called Where the Action Is. That's where Paul Revere and the Raiders got famous. It was on in the afternoon, 5 days a week, I believe. And when the Raiders left, The Robs became the house band. And they put out at least one album. And they opened a recording studio called Cherokee that was a very popular spot for many, many years in L.A. And my guess is this has some relationship to them. It sounds like the right period.
Yeah. is out late. Papa, come home. Mama needs some loving, and the landlord wants a rent, and it just won't wait. Oh, Papa, Papa, I said, Papa, Papa, come home. Come home. Grandpa been a drinking. Papa, come home. Money fell in a well. Papa, come home. It just started sinking. And Grandma got so flustered, she's having a spell. Whoa, Papa, Papa, I said, Papa, Papa, come home. Papa, you've been gone so long. The neighbors telling Mama you've been doing her wrong. You better get yourself right, yeah. You've been gone, going on a 14th year. Papa, come home. Brothers in the pocket. Papa, come home. They can't afford the bill. Chimney backed up. The house is getting smoky, and things are so bad, we got the cow up for sale. Whoa, 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 Papa, Papa, I say, Papa, Papa, come home. Oh, please, Papa, come home. Oh, come on now, Papa, come home.
Yeah.